this is Kelly Brown on UK Radio, 6.240 kHz on the 48-meter band, with some more heavy rock and listeners' letters. Sadly, this will be the last broadcast from me, for reasons I'll later explain in the program. I'm on until 10:30, and then Sue Jacobs takes over until 11:30, finishing the show. So, let's get this pre-Christmas broadcast going with a Ted Nugent night record, Dog Eat Dog, from the album Free For All. Letter is from Bradley Allen of Whitstable, who says he's 26 years of age with no strings attached. What moves your arms and legs then, Bradley? Amongst other hobbies, you enjoy bird watching, feathered or otherwise, I wonder. With regards to your comment that David Scott might turn up on Radio Luxembourg, well, I doubt it. They've already got somebody to sweep the floors. He might send you a photograph of himself, but I'm afraid I don't have any of Sue Jacobs or myself to send you. Sorry. Anyway, thanks for the letter. And now we have Patrick Gilmer of Brookfield, Dublin 24 in Ireland, who gave us all the threes for the 11th of November, after he had eventually found the correct address. QSL on its way to you soon, and thanks, Patrick. Peter Stursel in the GDR called me Carly, but then went on to say I had a charming voice, so all is forgiven, Peter. I hope you've got us a bit clearer today. Thanks for the report. And now, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Should be nice and warm in this winter day. Anyway, Patrick Edlund sent us a beautiful drawing of a steamboat called the Bleedusund. I hope I said that correctly. And said that the drawing was made by his father. He's good, isn't he? Thanks for the report too. And I liked your photo, Patrick. In the GDR once again with Arndt Schubert. That's a very hard name to say, who heard us on the 11th of November with a simpo of 22322. He had interference from his TV, so turn it off now, and then you can hear the next record. You're listening to the farewell performance of Kelly Brown on UK Radio. The mailing address is UK Radio, P.O. Box 143, Wolverhampton, West Midlands, England. And the time is 9 minutes to 10 GMT. And now we have a track from the album Headhunter by Crocus called Screaming in the Night. was a 1973 record called The Frighteners by Clutch. I wish somebody had clutched me. I'm freezing in this studio. We now have a letter from Henry Tengelsen of Arendal in Norway. He says we don't play his kind of music. Sorry, but we can't please everyone, so I just pick the ones that I like. He gave us a simpo of 43444, which is pretty good for Norway. You're studying to become a lawyer. Well, keep up the good work, because I might need a good lawyer if I ever find out for sure who it was who wrote to Radio Telex regarding the various operators for this station. Jan Rasmussen in Dalby, Sweden, says it's his first contact with UK radio and myself, but sadly it's also the last for me. He reports our modulation as being superior to most free radio stations. Yabu sucks to you lot, fellas. Thank you, Jan, for the compliment and the letter. And now we'll follow that with Turn Me Loose, a 1980 release by Loverboy. Van Halen and House of Pain. Dieter Sommer in the GDR heard us with quite a good signal, 55444, and also said our modulation was good. I hope it is today. Thanks, Dieter. A Christmas card from Nicholas Sharp brightened up my day. It's a traditional one with Santa and two reindeer. In his beautifully typed letter, he wondered if I was planning to go all the way with the program, which puzzled me. How far did you want me to go, Nicholas? It's a pity, but we'll never find out now, will we? Simpo reading was all the fours, and the technical staff thanks you for thinking of them, and whenever they twiddle their knobs, they'll be thinking of you. Thanks, Nicholas. And now we'll have Saracen and a track called Rock of Ages from the LP Heroes, Saints and Fools. Podney, what can I say? We were getting along splendidly, and now some ignorant peasant has spoilt it all. I couldn't find a black pair of tights, but I think you'll like the ones I'm sending you. Are you going to wear them, or what? I'm returning the other notes you sent me, 'cause to you, they're free. Anyway, have a happy Christmas, Podney. And think of me, well, you're under the mistletoe. As I said earlier, This is the final program from me, Kelly Brown, due to the exposure of operators and stations involved with these transmissions, which was irresponsibly announced in the Radio Telex magazine. And if I ever meet the idiot who passed on the information, he'll need medical attention to his nose, or somewhere. I can't say who it was, but apologies will never be enough, and he won't get off scot-free. Sorry, folks, but I'll miss all this, and it's quite spoilt my Christmas. Anyway, on to another record before I start crying. Thomas Sontag in West Germany likes my music, especially ZZ Top, so let's hear one from the best heavy group, apart from Status Quo, that is. And it's Got Me Under Pressure. Fingers through their beards. Here's a report from a member of the Jacobs Does DX Club in Finland, member number 152. His name is Jan Enval. I hope I said that correctly. He said they don't hear us so well in Finland. The SIMPO was 25222, but I hope you turned on and tuned in today. Thanks for the report, Jan. If anyone out there can hear us today, please drop us a line at UK Radio, P.O. Box 143, Wolverhampton, West Midlands, England. And the time is 16 minutes past 10, approximately, GMT, and we're on 6.240 kHz in the 48-meter band. Sue Jacobs will be on at 10:30 through until 11:30, after which UK Radio shuts down for a cup of coffee. And now, here's Girls School with a title track from the album Hit and Run. Signal report with a SIMPO of 45333 for our program of the 11th of November. Thank you, Jean-Paul. Guenter Lange of Wuntrow in West Germany sent us a decorative report and said he liked the heavy metal music. So do I, and thanks, Guenter. Lars Olsen of Viken, Sweden tells us he's 39 years old, is married, and has four children, three boys and a girl. You asked how often we're on the air. Well, unfortunately, this is the last time I shall be on the air, but you'll find UK Radio on shortwave once a month, and also broadcasting on FM. You requested a dedication for your two eldest sons, Jonas, who's 15, and Marcus, who's 13. By the way, thanks for the tape. We did our best to find Forever Young by Alphaville, but here's a Hawkwind track. It's called Silver Machine.
Yeah.
Halifax, UK weekly report covering the 11th of November logged us as starting with a SIMPO of 44434, but we seemed to lose power later on, and even later still, round about 12:15 GMT, the signal improved slightly. Thanks for the report, fellas. Nice to read a new sheet run by intelligent and discreet people, unlike some I could mention, for instance, Radio Telex. How about teaching them their job? Sorry, I'm getting bitchy again. Still, it'll soon be Christmas, and I love Christmas. And now, Bill of Netley Abbey sent me an audio letter. Bill, I was entranced. You have a really clear voice that sounded good. I like the background music too. He requested a recording of Sue Jacobs from the 11th of November, and she'll probably send you one, and I might add a few words when I've stopped sulking. David Williams of Southampton also sent me an audio letter and a rather obscene Christmas card, which my father, Inspector Brown of the Fire Squad, has taken away for fingerprints. Please do not leave the country in the meantime and report regularly to the Juniper Berry Pub, and mine's a jelly bean. If you and Ray Martin are as mad as you say, then you'll fit in well with this lot, because we're all a bit weird. As for the request for jingles, I hope you've got your tape recorder ready, because here they come. And here's the first one. Ray Martin brings you tough, let's go. Much more music. And male and female strippers at the Juniper Berry every night. Oh, really? And finally, let's go back in time with Ray Martin. Please excuse the shortwave interference, but I hope that will do. Thanks for the article on Laser 558. Tell me, David, will you miss me? Now we'll have a short piece of the audio letters from Bill and Dave.
Well, hello, Kelly, and a big welcome to you from Southampton. This is Bill speaking to you on an audio letter. Sorry about the quality, it's not all that good, but unfortunately I haven't got the amount of equipment that I would like, but I hope that you'll enjoy some of this tape anyway and some of the things that I've got to say on it. Still, let's move on now to your broadcast on the 11th of November. Came through to Southampton very well. In a minute I'll play back a bit of your programme. I do have another tape recorder on standby. It's not as good as I'd like it to be, but we'll give you some idea of what your reception was like down here in Southampton. Excuse me if I sound a little bit on the nervous side, because I haven't done an audio letter before, and at the moment I'm just sitting up in the bedroom with a few bits and pieces trying to put this tape together, so many apologies if I do sound a little bit nervous and I make one or two mistakes on the tape, because no doubt I will. But moving on now to your broadcast from UK Radio on the 11th of November, if I can just get the details together. I picked you up on 09:45 GMT Sunday morning on Sticks 240, which is your normal frequency, and you went through to 10:30 when Sue Jacobs came on. Unfortunately, Sue Jacobs didn't come through very well to Southampton. I heard nothing at all hardly of her show, and I would like to ask, if possible, If you could put Sue Jacobs' show on this tape for me, I would like to hear her show, and as I didn't get hardly any show at all from her on the radio because of the bad interference, I would be very grateful if you could put the show.
Thanks again, fellas. Sorry we couldn't play a bit of yours, David, but we're a bit pushed for time now. I really enjoyed listening to you both. If you or anyone else would like to write to us at UK Radio, the mailing address is P.O. Box 143, Wolverhampton, West Midlands, England. And before we go, I'd like to say Happy Christmas to Mr. Aykroyd, who runs a TV and electrical shop. He's been terrific support to us all. This is Kelly Brown on UK Radio saying goodbye for the last time. I'm going to miss you all out there, but I'll be thinking of you, and I hope you all have a terrific Christmas. I'll also be thinking of the selfish person who messed up things for me and Radio East Coast Commercial. Thank you to them for letting me use their transmitter, and I'm sorry it couldn't last. We're on 6.240 kHz, and Sue Jacobs is on next. So I'm going off now to have a good cry. Oh, and to write a letter, very snotty one, to Radio Telex. So, over to Sue. Bye.